Kane is in the building.
You're listening to On Point with Perry Solkowski and Randy Janda on Sportsnet 650.
Welcome back. Final hour of the On Point program. It starts at 1 and ends at 4. It's been a lot of fun here. We are live on location in Chilliwack, Prospera Center. So many nice people coming up and saying hi. Good to be here. They're here watching a 2 o'clock game, started at 2. And it is Wenatchee taking on the Wellington Dukes. Wellington, the Ontario squad, really needing a win in this one. And they are down 3-1 to the defending champions of the BC Hockey League. Wenatchee knows they are in the semifinal on Saturday. They're looking for the points so they can finish first overall. Saturday's games will go at 2 and 7 o'clock. One will play 4, 3 will play 2, 2 will play 3. Chilliwack Chiefs will play at 7 o'clock tonight. Good crowd on hand here. A lot of school kids here. They did the right things and an awful lot of fun. They will crown the Junior A champion Sunday at 4 o'clock will be the puck drop. Come on down here. I think there still will be tickets available, but they're expecting a wonderful crowd. Of course, Memorial Cup will take place in Regina. That'll start up on Friday night. And we will get a hold, hopefully, of Noah Dobson. I think he's just leaving the rink right now. Is that the situation? So we'll talk to Noah Dobson, maybe a Vancouver Canuck, but a top NHL prospect, of course, in the draft, about what he has in store with him. Acadie Bathurst, of course, in there, so he's getting set for the Mem Cup.
He is, yeah.
John Grisdale will join us, the commissioner, outgoing commissioner of the BC Hockey League as well.
Yeah, and Dobson's a very intriguing prospect because he's that rare combination of size and speed. 6'3", 179 pounds. He can move really well, but offensively a point-per-game defenseman with Acadie Bathurst. And if you look at what he can offer at the NHL level, listen, I know a lot of people are saying, hey, this is it's a small man's game now because you can be that 5'9", 5'10", a really smooth skater and really, really play well in the NHL in today's game. But it doesn't hurt to be 6'3" and be a good skater as well. And that's what Noah Dobson is. He's that perfect combination. There's things that he maybe needs to improve on, but who doesn't? Every prospect has to, but a very exciting prospect for whatever team ends up selecting him.
And Noah joins us right now from Regina. Thanks for the time, Noah. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Hey, I just want to ask you this question. We're live on location right now in Chilliwack, RBC Cup going on, Junior A National Championships. You get set for the, of course, Major Junior Championship. When you were 13 and 14 and talking with your family, was it a tough decision to make the decision to go, hey, I'm going to play Major Junior and forego the route of college? Or what was that like for you at that time to make that choice, or was it ever in your mind?
Oh, yeah, I think I kind of looked down both paths, and then I felt like it was best for me to, I felt I was ready to play in the queue at 16, but I thought it was the best route for me to go in. Obviously made that choice and been happy with it ever since.
Yeah, it's kind of worked out well for you. What's it been like the last couple of days? What kind of atmosphere is it around your squad in that city as it gets it for the Mem Cup to begin there in Regina tomorrow night?
Yeah, it's been very exciting. I think to win the championship on Sundays and be back here right away, kick things off on Saturday, all the guys are really excited. Obviously going to be a great experience in Regina, and we're looking forward to getting started.
So your route to the Memorial Cup, 20 games, you had 13 points in them. It's easy for me to say 20 games played, but how much of a grind were the playoffs in the QMJHL?
Yeah, it definitely wasn't an easy path. I think we played a lot of good teams. I think all four teams were real good teams, and even in the first round, we were playing the 15th seed, but they really tested us and ended up going six games. So obviously the playoffs are a grind, but that's why you play the game, for the reward at the end to host the Cup. So obviously going to try and take what we did in the playoffs and carried into the Memorial Cup this weekend.
Well, I don't know if you've had this question before, because I don't know how many interviews we'd have done this year, but can you compare this year to last year from the perspective of this, jumping on the phone and talking to some media members as you got set for the draft? Did you get any training for that? Is it not a difficulty for you to have all this tension you've had in the last year?
Yeah, I think you just kind of learn as you go. I think going through the hockey camp programs, they kind of give seminars and stuff on the media and how to answer interviews and stuff just to help prepare you for that. But I think the more you do, the better you get at. And obviously this year I've had lots of them. So I think I'm just starting to get more comfortable with them. And obviously it's a great experience to learn how to do it. It's a great tool they're going to use the rest of your life. So just trying to enjoy the whole experience and learn from it.
You're listening to On Point, and we're joined by Noah Dobson, current defenseman of the Acadie Bathurst, and, of course, one of the top-rated defensive prospects for this year's NHL draft. Big summer ahead for you, Noah. You've got the draft coming, of course, and we'll get to that in a second. But what are your plans for training? What do you want to improve on this summer when you have the opportunity after your season's over?
I think the main thing for me right now is just the overall strength of add some more weight and muscle to my frame. I think I'm at a good height right now, but obviously I would like to add some more strength and pounds to my weight and fill out my frame a bit so I can go to the next level and compete against the older and stronger guys.
Has this been a journey that has been, you know, you get on it, all this attention you're talking about, is it just a matter of, hey, you go play hockey? It doesn't matter what's going to happen. You can't control what will take place at the draft. You can't control much other than being the best you can be for your teammates. Do you sit back at it all, or when you're immersed in it, you just go, it's routine. What do I got to do Thursday? We got to go practice. When's the next game? Or do you ever step back yet and go, hey, I'm going the right way?
Yeah, I think it's just all out of your control. So at the end of the day, you just kind of rely on your routine and stuff, and obviously take it day at a time. So I think at the end of the day, all you control is yourself. So for myself, just looking to improve every day and keep getting better and take it a day at a time, and just not to forget to just enjoy and have fun and enjoy the whole experience. Obviously, it's once in a lifetime this year, so just trying to take it all in and enjoy it.
A lot of pressure for a prospect, or especially around the draft. What do you do to kind of just loosen up, and what does Noah Dobson do in his free time when he's not thinking about hockey?
Yeah, I think I'm a pretty laid-back guy. I think being on the island in the summer and stuff, so I like going to the beach and golfing a bit. I think it's a great spot in the summer, so I just kind of get away from hockey a bit, just to relax with friends and take it easy sometimes.
Who is there that might be a current NHL player or a former NHL player that you have gotten to know and you might have just had some conversations about, hey, what's this like and all that? Is there anyone? We always ask, who do you model the game after? But who have you had conversations with that has been down this road before that you maybe asked some things to give advice?
Well, yeah, when I was at Red Bull Academy in Salzburg, Austria, Brian Savage played for the Habs up there, so I got really close with him, obviously. He's a great help for my development. I hear he's obviously played in the NHL and been through all that stuff. So he's a great guy to learn from and develop from at a young age.
As you get set, your expectations, I mean, is it the old one game at a time, or how excited is your squad to get at it and the perfect way to end your year with the national championship?
Yeah, I think at this point in the season, all four teams have the chance to win it. So I think just taking a day at a time and a tournament like this in the short term, you want to get off to a great start. So we're excited and we're focused on trying to get the first win on Saturday and build off that.
You're listening to On Point. We're joined by Noah Dobson of Acadie Bathurst. Of course, we'll be playing in the Memorial Cup starting tomorrow. And Noah, you've got a lot of good prospects that have already been selected in the draft. One notably is Sam Steele, who, of course, is playing. Robert Thomas is another guy. Are you going to use this as a bit of a measuring stick for yourself and going forward as a draft prospect and seeing how you stack up against these guys?
Yeah, I think it's a great opportunity for all the guys on my team to showcase themselves, just the top-end guys from across the country. I think every team's kind of got a lot of big names and great guys who've probably been drafted in the NHL, so great opportunity to measure yourself against them. Obviously, the main goal for us is to play our game, just stay focused on the task and take it a game, one game at a time.
Well, Noah, your day is coming as far as the NHL is concerned, but concentrate on what's ahead. I know it's busy. We appreciate the time you've given us, and good luck this week in Regina.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Sportsnet 650.